A bar brawl between exes.
She's like, oh, you're dancing with all these girls. I'm attractive. Like, that's what I do. I'm a dancer. This is what I do.
I have to tell you, in all honesty, I don't find you that attractive.
Now, this ladies' man is dancing around the fence.
She tried to gouge my eyes out.
So is what you're telling me, you bit her because she scratched you?
Yes.
Just tell the truth and you don't have to have a good memory.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 22-year-old Nicole Krobach is suing her ex-boyfriend, 23-year-old Calvin Johnson, for a loan for dental work and for biting her.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 105 on the calendar, the matter of Krobach versus Johnson.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat.
Ms. Krobach, this used to be your boyfriend. He's not your boyfriend anymore. You're complaining about two things. One, about a loan that you made to him, allegedly, to get his tooth fixed. Had your tooth knocked out? Was it a front tooth?
Yes.
When was that?
A couple months, like a month.
What?
A couple months.
A couple of months what?
When it got knocked out. I was at a
bar. A couple
of
months ago?
Yes.
Give me a month.
Like,
it's actually maybe
we'll say April.
April of this year. Listen to me carefully. Don't look confused. Just tell the truth, and you don't have to have a good memory. Do you understand?
Yes.
Very good. How many teeth have you had knocked out?
One.
So if I had a tooth knocked out, I would actually remember when that happened. Give me the month.
Like a month ago, so.
A month ago, which would be May. Of 2013?
Yes, Your Honor.
Great. Let's start from there. And when you had the tooth knocked out in May of 2013, what did you do?
I went to the dentist.
And?
I made an appointment.
And?
And I had it replaced.
And?
And I asked Nicole for money.
And?
She loaned me the money.
Great. And how much did she loan you?
$350.
Did you pay her back?
No, I didn't.
Great. I love the ease of this case. $350. Easy. That's $350. Now, the next part of your complaint is you say, Ms. Krobach, you say that he bit you after some sort of argument. And that occurred when?
April of 2013.
April of 2013. So that happened before his tooth got knocked out.
Yes.
See how I love it? My life becomes so easy. So, you had an argument, and during the course of that argument, he bit you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to tell me what you did to him. But then you made up. Then you made up.
I didn't forgive him.
I didn't ask you whether you forgave him. Did you sleep with him?
We stayed on speaking terms.
Did you sleep with him?
After that.
After he bit you, but before he came to you and you gave him money to have his tooth fixed.
Maybe
did
once.
You?
Yeah.
Maybe once. All right, would you give me in 30 seconds or less, I'll take care of this bite.
Okay. The reason we stayed on speaking terms was...
Don't tell me you stayed on speaking terms. I don't believe that.
Yes,
I believe that you stayed on heavy-duty speaking terms.
Not directly after it. He owed me the money. He owed me $1,000 from a surcharge that I paid for him.
That's over. Listen to me. That's over. We're dealing with he owes you $350 for the tooth in May. Now we're talking about April. This is going back in time.
The reason we stayed on speaking terms was I believed I was pregnant.
I didn't ask you why you stayed on speaking terms. Okay. I asked you about the bite.
Yes. We got in an argument at the bar.
At a bar?
Yes. He decided to stay at the bar. I was going to leave. I was very upset that he wasn't leaving with me because we were fighting over him dancing. He decided to stay. I got in my car to leave. I saw him walking towards the highway as if he was going to walk home. So I was about to pull my car out to leave and go home myself, and he started walking back towards the car. I thought he was going to hug me, make up. He would go home with me. And when I got out of the car, he approached me and grabbed me by the arms, and he pushed me into the car a few times. And he was saying, get in the car, get in the car, stop causing a scene, get in the car. And I said, I tried to stay calm, and I was like, if you let me go, I'll get in the car. I can't get in the car.
What did you get out of the car for?
I thought we were going to make up. I thought he was going to get in the car, we'd go home. It was just a simple fight. We were just arguing in the bar. So he was pushing me into the car, and he wouldn't let go.
I'm just asking you, what did you do to him?
I just had approached him in the bar and I said...
No, 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 I'm asking you what you did to him.
In the bar, I had approached...
No, not in the bar. At the car. Before he bit you. Before he bit you. What did you do to him?
Nothing.
Are you telling me, just for my own curiosity, are you telling me that you didn't put your hands on him
No.
in any way? You want to tell me what she did to you?
Yes.
Go ahead.
This is what happened. We were arguing in the bar. We went outside. And she's like, oh, you're dancing with all these girls. Like, I'm attractive. Like, it's what I do. I'm a dancer. This is what I do. Like, and then, like, I was walking into the car. I'm like, go in the car. You're drunk. Just, you're drinking. Just sit in the car. She's like, no, no. Like, she's deadly as she's beautiful. She tried to gouge my eyes out.
No, I want to. Listen to me. Just slow down. I have to tell you, in all honesty, I don't find you that attractive.
I'm sorry.
I know that that's how you feel about yourself, which is wonderful. And I'm glad she feels that way about you. That is also wonderful. But this is not a place where you're coming to audition. And I already have the job. Do you understand? So
yes.
I just want you to tell me, you acknowledge that you bit her.
Yes.
And I want you to tell me why you bit her.
Okay. I bit her because when I was walking her to a car, I'm like, this is going in the car. And she's like, no, she has her hand in my face and she clawed me.
She clawed you? Is
yes.
that what you said?
Yes.
Explain to me.
She scratched me. She's like, she grabbed my face. She has nails digging in my face. And I was drinking. I was, and I bit her. Like.
Okay. So is what you're telling me, you bit her because she scratched you?
Yes.
Did either one of you call the police?
No.
Did you call the police?
I did not call the police.
Did you go to the doctor?
I did.
Can I see the doctor's records? Did you go with her to the doctor?
No.
Did she ask you to go with her to the doctor?
I don't remember.
This is the primary care doctor, and this is the physical therapy.
What are you showing me?
I had to go to physical therapy because after the swelling went down on my arm, I realized I had soft tissue damage. He had bit down to the muscle, and there was a large, hard bump on my arm. They had to do ultrasound.
Just a second. Why would he bite you in the arm unless you were attacking him?
He was holding my arms. He was literally...
He was holding?
I couldn't hit him.
Just a second. He was holding your arms. Who was this?
That's my friend, Rob.
Rob.
I was not there for this.
No, no, I know. We're going to use you as a demonstration tool.
Okay.
Stand up.
Sure.
Because you're going to show me your version of exactly how that happened. He was holding your arms. I want you to place Rob's arms where he was holding your arms. No,
like
place
no,
his
place
arms.
Oh.
And go ahead.
He's pushing me against the car.
And pushing
and
you against
the
car.
But the door was closed.
Pushing you against the car. And then?
And then he pulled my arm up and he bit me right here for a while. He didn't let go for a while. And then as soon as he released, I got in the car and I locked the door.
So from that motion, he just picked up
he
your arm?
He picked up my arm and he bit into me and for a while he didn't release it.
Okay. Now, I'm looking for when you went to the doctor.
This was a Wednesday in April. I'm not sure the exact date.
Well, think about it.
April 20-something. I'm not sure the exact date.
Would you kindly show me here?
It's on the script.
What?
The small script.
Oh, no, not this.
Oh.
I want this.
Oh.
I want this, not a prescription.
There's a pen marked by the date at the top right of the page. Those are just for my treatments.
I'm not interested in your treatment for your bad back.
No, no, no.
No, no, listen to me. Not interested in your treatment for your bad back. What I'm interested in is for the next day or that night, the notes.
I didn't go to physical therapy the next day. It wasn't until the swelling.
I'm talking about, I said, did you go to the doctor to be treated?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about your physical therapy.
That's on the script. That's my primary care doctor that wrote that script.
I don't care about it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
You want to think hard about what you swore to in your answer for the reason that you gave her the bad checks?
I didn't know the accounts were closed or I would have never wrote the check.
I know that you're repeating that like a parrot. That's not my question to you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Nicole Krobach says ex-boyfriend Calvin Johnson owes for a loan for dental work and for biting her during an argument.
Now, he owes you $350 because that was a loan,
Your Honor,
right?
Please.
Because that was a loan, correct?
Yes.
And you didn't pay her back?
No.
Your Honor, please, if I could say something?
This is nonsense.
That was the date I went to my primary care doctor.
Nonsense. Show me the records. I don't want a prescription. Show me the records. You brought me a whole bunch of records.
I could get it faxed here if that's what you need. I didn't know.
Sorry.
That shows the date that I went
Listen
there.
To me. You know how you brought this to me to show me every day that you went for physical therapy, mm-hmm. what the diagnosis was, which happened to have been backache, unspecified.
I can okay. highlight where
Listen
it's
to
arm.
Me. Backache, unspecified. All I need is the same kind of report from the doctor you saw the next day that indicates what it was. Not this.
I could try to get that paperwork. I didn't have time before
You don't
before
have to bother
here.
Anymore because a month later you lent him $350 and in between the time you lent him this alleged altercation and the loan of $350, you forgave him.
I was trying to explain the reason we stayed in contact.
Not interested. $350, judgment for the plaintiff, that's all.
Parties are excused, you may step out.
She was with her group of friends, I was with mine, and I was entertaining them.
I wasn't angry. He was just dancing inappropriately, and I was explaining to him that it was embarrassing.
I'm gorgeous. What do you think went on, like?
He was with other girls, but that's neither here nor there now.
I was drunk. I really don't remember, but she wasn't very happy.
Hopefully, he'll pay me back on his own terms.
Just fighting over nonsense and stupidity, but...
I'm going to keep trusting people. I'm not going to let it change me.
It's over and done with. It's over.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Taylor versus McPeak. Step forward.
25-year-old babysitter Brittany Taylor is suing her former client, 22-year-old Amelia McPeak, for unpaid babysitting fees. Brittany claims Amelia bounced two checks.
Ms. Taylor, this is about a couple of bad checks that the defendant gave you for babysitting services. You want her to make good on those checks and also the fees that were incurred by you from your bank as a result of her giving you the bad checks.
Correct.
When did you babysit for her child?
The first time I babysat him, it was March 4th.
2012?
2013.
And how many hours did you babysit?
I had him overnight.
And did she pay you?
The next day, yes.
And what did she give you?
She gave me a check for $100.
You have that check?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see it, please. And when was the next time you babysat for her?
The second time I watched him was March 8, 2013.
March 8th?
Yes, ma'am.
And again, was that overnight?
Yes, ma'am.
Did she give you any notice that these were going to be overnight visits?
The first time, no. Second time, yes.
Mm-hmm. So when she picked him up on the 9th, did she again give you a check?
Yes, ma'am.
For how much?
$100.
Do you have a copy of that check?
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry to make you walk twice.
Hey, no problem.
And then you didn't take care of him again?
No, ma'am.
Is that because she didn't call, or had you been notified that the checks bounced?
After the second time I had watched him, both checks had bounced. Like
on what date?
The first check bounced on March 11, 2013. The second check bounced on March 14, 2013. I have the bank copies, too.
Okay. I'll see.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Ms. McPeak, you wrote these checks on closed accounts. That is a federal crime.
Yes, ma'am.
You want to explain to me how that happened and why you don't think you owe the plaintiff the money she's requesting, which is actually $825 because she's seeking damages from you.
Okay. I actually didn't know the account was closed, and I don't think I owe her the money because...
No, you did. Just a second. You didn't know the account was closed.
No, I have been...
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Where did you go on the 4th of March?
I had family in town.
That doesn't answer my question. You have a problem understanding English. Where did you go overnight?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Babysitter Brittany Taylor says former client Amelia McPeak bounced two checks. She is suing for unpaid babysitting fees.
Now, this was from a municipal credit union account?
Yeah.
Yes would be the answer.
Yes, ma'am.
Who do you work for?
I work for a hospital.
In 2010, were you working for the same hospital?
No, I worked in a different state.
And these checks that you had written were from a different state?
Right, I still had the account.
No, you still don't have the account because the account is closed. So you wrote her checks in 2013 from a credit union account that you had in a different state from 2010. Is that what you're telling me? And you didn't know the accounts were closed?
No, ma'am.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
That's not even what you say in your answer. You forgot what you said in your answer.
I didn't know the account was closed.
No. Listen to me. You forgot what you swore to in your answer. You didn't say I didn't know the accounts were closed.
Right.
You want to think hard about what you swore to in your answer for the reason that you gave her the bad checks?
I didn't know the accounts were closed, or I would have never wrote that check. And I don't think I owe her the money.
I know that you're repeating that like a parrot. That's not my question to you. My question to you is, do you remember what you swore to in your answer? And it wasn't that you didn't know the accounts were closed. I'll give you that clue. That's a clue for you. The reason that you gave for writing the checks out of this account had nothing to do with your lack of knowledge that the account was closed or not. Now, that's your clue. You want to try to remember what you said? Maybe I should read it to you. It'll refresh your recollection. But it's a good thing I accidentally wrote the checks out of the wrong account, and they didn't go through. So you told me a moment ago you thought it was a perfectly good account. Now you say, I wrote the checks out of a different account. Those are two different answers. Now, where did you go on the 4th of March that you left your son overnight in the plaintiff's care?
I had family in town.
That doesn't answer my question. You have a problem understanding English. Where did you go overnight?
I didn't go anywhere overnight. I went to dinner with family that I had in town. I called her at about...
No. You went to dinner with family.
Yes.
That's dinner. And then where else did you go?
That's all. I went to dinner and I called her at about 10:30 to check on him. She told me that he was asleep and that not to worry about coming to get him. So I said, okay, that's fine. If he's asleep, I'm not going to come and wake him up.
So where did you go?
I went home and went to bed.
And where did you go on the 8th of March?
To work.
Overnight?
Yeah, I work night shift.
You work at night. When you went to work at night, did you get paid?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. You got paid because you worked.
Right.
And if your boss said to you at the end of your shift, you know, we're really not satisfied with your performance, you're fired. You still get paid for that shift, right? Of course, you still get paid for the shift. My company says to me, you know what? We used to like you. We don't like you anymore. And they tell me this on a Friday, and I've worked Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I say to them, you owe me a lot of money because you're going to use my product 3 months from now. You used her service. You went to work. You got paid. You went out to dinner. You went home to go to sleep. You used her service. So the second part of your defense is, other than the duh defense, is... My baby had a diaper rash, and she must have violated my code of what he's supposed to eat, because otherwise he wouldn't have had diaper rash. Well, that's a reason for maybe not using this provider again. But I have a feeling that that's your MO, that you give out bad checks, and you rely on people to say, you know what, I'm not going to prosecute her criminally for writing a bad check because, oh, you know, she's got a kid, and she's really a duh, so, you know, I just want my money back.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, you're suing her for 4 times the amount of the bad checks.
Yes, ma'am.
And how much were the bank fees?
They were $1,250 each one.
$1,250?
Each one, yes, ma'am.
You owe her the money. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $600. Well, next time, maybe someone's going to get really... you in their crosshairs and say, you know what? I want to prosecute it. So now you're on notice. I wouldn't give anybody a bad check again. Bye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She had too much to drink and she needed me to keep him overnight.
Because she didn't do her job. If I didn't do my job, I wouldn't be paid either.
She was drunk.
I wasn't drunk. I don't drink.
Horrible mother.
That she should probably stop lying and take care of her own kids.
I'm done. No more. There's too many moms that are like her.